We are on Daf, the Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara, a little after half the Amud. Tanan Osam, we learned a Mishnah, Atekeya Lachaveirai, Rashi says, Tupshatim. This means either he was Makkeyu Keneged Osnai, or he blew with a Shefer or Chatzaitzreis, so he gives them a sela. Rashi says this is for boishes. Rabbi Yehuda Aima Mishim Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mone. He gives them a mone. Ahu Gavre de Toka Lechavre. Sholchei Rav Tuvia Ba'amasna Lekame de Rav Yosef. Sela Tzuritnan. Oisela Medinatna. He wanted to know what is Pshatna de Tanakame. Does one pay a Sela Tzuri, which is 4 dinrim? Or does he pay a Sela Medina, which is a half a dinner, a half a zuz? Oma Alei Tinisua. So he told him, I have a raya from our Mishnah. And the Mishnah makes a cheshbin when there were a few Nagiches, so the Mishnah ends, Vishnaim Arishainim Dinerzov, the first two Bailim, I mean the Bala Sheir, and the Nizek Arishain, possessing the Sheir Hamazik Dinerzov. Visalke Dai Tachtoni Tane Selam Adina. If you'll say in the Mishnayis, the Tane would speak about a Selam Adina, so the Mishnah could have said another bove with another hezek, and if like venisne atreisar vesela, and we'll say that the first two bailim, the balarishin and the nizikarishin, each one possesses 12.5 zuz, but that I understand the Tana would not want to mention fractions of Zuzim in the Mishnah. So if you say Stam Sela is Sela Tzuri, so that is why the Tana did not teach us another Bovet. But if you say that Stam Sela in the Mishnah is a Sela Medina, so the Tana should have taught us another Bovet, and he could have avoided mentioning fractions, and he could have said Chaisa Vesela, 12 zuz plus a sela medina. Amalei, so he told Rabbi Yosef, Tane, ki uche, lisni v'leizel. It's really no raya from the Mishnah. Could very well be that sela is take sela medina. But the reason the Tane did not mention this bov, because it's not necessary to enumerate numerous bovets. My havi alo, so the Gemara says, Lamaise, so what is Takipshat in the Mishnah? Poshtua mehoda omar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol kesef ho omo ba toire kesef tzuri, ishal divreim kesef medine. If there is a chiyuv tashlume min atoire, so there it mentions kesef, so there it means kesef tzuri. If the chiyuv tashlumim is midarabonon, it's kesef medina. Omalei ahu gavre, so the disbayer said, so they were poshet in that bezn, that sela means sela medina, so it comes out he's entitled only to a half a zuz. So he said, Oyo palge de zuzu, if the whole amount I'll be receiving is a half a zuz, loy beina, I don't need it. Neisve laniyim, give it to aniyim. Hadar omale, later he told him, neisve neli, give it to me. He changed his mind, give it to me. Ezel va'avri beinafshoi, I'll use it for myself, to be mavri myself. Amalei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef told him, You cannot be choiser anymore. Kvar zochel be'ani. The aniyim were already zoiche since you had first said nice veil aniyim, so the aniyim were zoiche. Ba'af al gav deleke aniyim hoche. Even though there are no aniyim here, and we'll see the pashtus was that there was a kinyan of maimed shloshten. That means maimed shloshten is if you have the, let's say you have the malve, the loive, and the person who the malve wants to be kaine, so all three are standing in one maimed, and the malve tells the loive, pay this person, so even though there's no maise kinyan, it helps. It's a hilchasa b'loi taime. And the person standing there is a zeich in the chayv. So this, or an apakodin, whatever the dova anitin is. So Rav Yosef said over here, even though we're speaking about kinyan maimed shloshten, and there were no aniyim here. Afogav deleka aniyim hoche. So we don't have the mekabel standing in this maimed. Anan yad aniyim anan. But we are the yad aniyim. I'm the yad aniyim. I'm bemokim aniyim. The Omar of Yehuda Mashmul, because Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said, Yisaimim einan tzrichim puzbul. But even though Chazal were misakin in order to avoid that a chayv should be nishmat and shviyas, you have to write a pruzbul, and the tzuras a pruzbul is that is meisrani kol chayv sheyeshli bebezin, one gives over his private chayvis to bezin. But Rav Yehuda Mashmul said yisaimim do not have to write a pruzbul. And he said the lomdes, because Rabbi Gamliel based dinay alvinim shall yisaimim hoyu. So the tzolche yisaimim are automatically taken care of from the avian shall yisaimim. So the Gemara it wants to be medame that who adin that the Tzolche Aniyim is mutul on Bezdin, and Bezdin is here. Let us see Rashi. Hatekeya amakeya kenegadoznoi loshen moiri, that's a taich tekeya. Lishnachinit ki yamamish, he blew into his ear. Noisin loisela demei boishtoi, Levad tzar v'nezek v'ripui im yeshlem sham. So we are not speaking about these tashlumim. We're only speaking about tashlumei boishes. Ahu detok alei v'ho yizeh tofus mishaloi v'ilav hochi lo magvinalei v'bovel. So Rashi is Yisoid asking Akasha and saying a teretz. Now, before we try to understand the teretz, let us understand the kasha. So, there are three mahalchim how to understand what the kasha of Rashi is. We had in the beginning of Perek HaMeniach, the Gemara said, Knosso kamagvis bebovel. Are you going to knas bebovel? Rashi says, boishes knasu. Boishes is a knas. That's the ritus loshen of Rashi, it's a knas. So, if we'll learn dvorim kipshutam, the aloha is in order to be mechayiv a knas, you need smuchim, you need a bezdin, shall smuchim. And bovel, there were no smuchim. So even though for
all dine momenes, we need smuchim, and we don't have smuchim, but there is a etzer of anan shlichusai de kamoi kovidna, that the bezn shalajaitis, which is existent now in Bovel, are shluchim of the smuchim. The smuchim made them shluchim to paskin dine momenes. But there are certain dine momenes that they made them shluchim to paskin. And knosses, they never made them shluchim. So there's no din shlichosai by knas. So a knas, she cannot be goyven bovel. That is one mahalach, so Rashi and Akashi, it's bovel. How could they be done boishes? If boishes is a knas, if we learn Rashi kipshutai. Toisves and daf chavzayin amud beis, kenoso kamagvis bebovel. So Toisves, the next to the bottom, Toisves says, laf kenoso, eladin kenoso, kenamrinim bechoivel. It's not that it is a knas, boishes is not a knas. There's no din by the beknas by boishes. No, din knaso kinam rinim b'achayvul, the milsa, the less pechasor and kiss, lay abdinish lichosay. The Gemara says in achayvul, there are other instances, there are other dinim momenes, besides knosos, which also, we are not shluchim of the smuchim. And one of these in yonim are, less pechasor and kiss, that means, a filu, this din teire will not be gepaskind. No one will have a hefsid moment. So Mamele, in Boishes, even though he was nisbaze, but there was no hefsid moment over here, so Mamele, because of that reason, there's no din shlichosayu. So, could be, that was also a chelik of Rashi's kashe, so Rashi, there's a problem. There's a problem, he says, how could they be done? Boishes, afilo, either Boishes is mamish eknas, or Boishes is less pechasol in kis, so memela, it has the same aloch of knosses that ain't done in bebovel, there's no dinesh lichosai. Or I saw in Dvar Yaakov, he says a third mahalach to appreciate the kashem. The Gemara says later that the Gemara says it's Sela Medina because Mishal Devrayim Kesef Medina. So Rashi says Mishal Devrayim, Rashi further in the Sugya, Kegoin Hai, the Shiure the Rabbonanu. This Shir Sela is a Rabbonan de Kishir. So what does Rashi mean it's a Rabbonan de Kishir? Bemisin Tashlume Boishis is Minatayre. But the din boishes minatayre, there's a knife in how to be shom tashlumei boishes. Hakel fi yamavayish, famizbayish. There are certain halachas how to be shom tashlumei boishes. Here we have over here a standard rate. And so al kochach, this is a shir darabonim. The Dvayake brings down The Rambam says this is a knas mi darabona. This is not tashlumei boishes. I mean, Chazal kansen da mevayish to give this set amount. This is not tashlumei boishes. This is a knas that they kansen a mevayish. So memele, so of that, we could say we have this problem that, how could you be goyve bebovel? So we have now three explanations to understand the kasha of Rashi, that the ilaf ochi le magvina le bebovel, eis Rashi et akasha akade begoyven bovel, either boishis is mamishaknas, or boishis is a din knas because it's ein bechasol and kis, or the set tashlumims of sela and money is not real tashlumei boishes, it's only a shir darabonon, and the Rambam calls it a knas darabon. So what does Rashi answer? So Rashi answers, voyezeh tofus mishaloi. That if a person, even though bezin is not goyved in a knosses bebovel, but if the if the Toiveya is toughest in the moment, so he can keep the moment. That means Besna will not be going for the moment from the Nitva, because they're not smuchim, but if the Toiveya has the moment already, so Besna is not being making the Etzem Gviyat, Besna is only okaying that you can keep the money, that Besna will do in Bob. So he was toughest in the money. That's Rashi's Teretz. So the Rashba asks on Rashi, the Loshen HaGemore is very unclear. The Gemore said, Omaleyahu Gavre, Hoyu Upalga de Zuzu, so let's learn the Gemore. Since the whole amount is a Palga de Zuzu, Loi Beine, I don't want it. Neisve Laniyim, give it to Aniyim. So it seems that the Pashtus is Neisvil Aniyim, is we're talking to the Mevayish. Don't give it to me, give it to the Aniyim. I don't want it, give it to the Aniyim. So he's taught, so, but according to Rashi, it's speaking about that he had it by himself. So what's Neisvil Aniyim? Or well, then he said later, Neisve Nelly, give it to me. I have it. I mean, so what is this is the Rashba's Kasha on Rashi. Rashi said, it's speaking about that he was toughest in the money. So the Rashba wants to be mitzadit, that he gave it to Rav Yosef. That has to be understood. He told Rav Yosef, give it to Aniyim. Give it on the, so then we're not working with my Mishloshten, and it's a different Maisa over here. So he gave it to Rav Yosef. I don't want it. Neisveil anim. He gives it to Rav Yosef. We're missing two words. Nesonei l'Rav Yosef. For Omalei, Neisveil anim. Frag the Rashba Akashe. So if that's the story, So why does the Gemara say Oshtek Teire that Rabbi Yosef was Yadanim Anan Afaga Kazocha Bayanim Amal Gavdalekanim Hocha Anan Yadanim Anan? This whole story is not the Gaila Mice. I'll go over to Beryl and I say give it Anim. So there's a Klal 10 Kishri. So he's Echa for Anim finished. So the whole Gemara is very schwer. This is the Rashba's Kasha. Others want to fam for this Kasha. That a fellow will say 10 Kisri perhaps is only by a choiv you say 10 Kisri. By Maton you don't say 10 Kisri. So Memele, so if I don't say 10 Kisri, so I didn't tell him to be Zoich. I say, give it to Aniyim. So else, if he wouldn't have been Yad Aniyim, so he give it to Aniyim. So Kozma don't give it to Aniyim, nothing happened. So if Yosef said Anan Yad Aniyim Anan, so Memele, I gave it already to Aniyim. I'm the Yad Aniyim. So even though we say 10 Lav Kisri, but give it to Aniyim. So I gave it. I'm the Yad Aniyim. So I took it by giving it to me, and I'm the Yad Aniyim. So that's 10 Laniyim. That's what others want to fam for. Or others want to say that, I feel like they say 10 Kisri, I feel like by Matona also, but that's Dafke if there's an Oni Miyuchet. So then you say 10 Kisri, be Zeche for an Oni Miyuchet. But if you're saying 10 Laniyim, you're not being mefaret for who, so here you Zeche don't say 10 Kisri. Who? Who's Zeche for who? There's no Oni Miyuchet to be Zeche for. So here, 10 laniyim means give it to aniyim, which means kozman you don't give it to aniyim. Nothing happened yet. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef had to say anan yad aniyim anan. Fakert that I'm the yad of aniyim. So the shevet aniyim was zeichen it already. I'm the yad aniyim. Sell a tzuri dalazuzim, sell a medina, shmini shabashal a tzuri, buchatzi dina, Whoever it says a shum of kesef medine, habishminis lo tzurit. So it's 1/8 of a matbeya of tzurit. So the Gemara asked if, so the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, if we'll say seller, seller medine. So if the Gakati will listen, Masnissen, Chosav and Nogav, Losherach, Shav and Messiah, Mach and Neutel Mone, Shalafon of Hamishim, Zov, Shalafon of Din Rezov. Steimer Rishain, Mabailam, and Isaac Rishin, Yud Beis Din of Sela Medina, Shulchatzi Dina. Shmamino, Leitoni Tan, Sela Medina, Lochi Le Polik Su, Lemisne, Chatzi Dina, Bechatzoin Le Ayri. Shab Yosef, but a Rai from the Mishneh, that Stam Sela is not Sela Medina. So the Shmamo says it's not Rai, because Otto Tan, Kiruch, Lelisne, Beleizo. So the Gemara was poishit from Yehuda Marav, Kol Kesef Omo Betoire Kesef Tzuri. He says, the Reise de Kechiyuvim is Kesef Tzuri, Asela Daladina, Vadina Mishkola Yizohuv, Vechen Keirem Bekushtantina, Lezohuv Dina, Vushneime Matzala Mishkola Barzal. He said, the weight of gold is 2.5 times. You have to multiply the area 2.5 times in order that it should have the same weight of Barzel. So the Nisbayish said, the Teveya said, Oil Holger the Zuzu, the Mechaivli, Vesuloi, Ksifali Milsala Mishkalei. So it's embarrassing to make old and tail over Achatzidina, Neisveilanim, Gibetani, Anan Yadani, Rab Yosef have a Gabi Bishile Achayu. It was a Gabi Tzedoke. Ein Zrichem Prozbul, Yisoimim Denani da Prozbul, Bebelav Hochi, Leim Meshamet Shviyas Lachayv Shalom. Without a Prozbul, it also won't be Nishtamet Achayv. Anan Yedai de Yasmi Anan. Verumi danan yodai de yasmianan, verumi alon lafuchi bischusayu. It's mutal on us to take care of their needs and necessities. Hilkach shtorish shalahen kimisurim lebesn domi. It's equivalent to keilu was given over to Bezen. He says, normally, Bezen acquires the staff, you give it over. But Anan, Yadayu deyasmi Anon, Veromi Alon, Lafuchi Bischusayu, we're the apetropsim for Yisoimim. So Memele, so their stories come into our issues without them writing a prosbo. Sana Moses the Rais will be his name Ashmitin. Bezegov is a puzzle, Sani Lachem, Ploini, who Ploini at the Honor of Sakhis Gitnoch, not Gabriel the Nossi, Ave, who Bezdin, no Bezdin Choshe. Now, the Yellow Sashachas Moira, the Gemara is, Lodavine, no very unclear. The Gemara brings a raya from Puzzle. Now, by Prozbul, it seems that some Yuchadik Adin in Bezdin, that Bezdin is Avi and Shel Yisaimim. That's Adin in Bezdin. So, Lachayre, we should say, that the Gemara is comparing that just like Bezdin is Avi and Shel Yisaimim, the Avi and Shel Aniyim also. That means they take care of all unfortunate, people. So Rashi doesn't say that, though. Rashi says, Rav Yosef Avegabe Bishule Achibu. Rashi says, Rashi is Bekiyas and Perik Achibu. He was a Gabi Tztoke. So if he was a Gabi Tztoke, so, fine. So why do we have to bring Prozbul? How does Prozbul come in? Number one. Number two, yes, I mean, why do you need that he should be a Gabi Tztoke? If Bezn, Lechere, The Raya from Puzbel is that Bezdin is the Anan Yodayu the Yasme Anan, where their Yad. So why didn't you that he should personally was a Gabe? So on this Kasha, he wants to say, could be that, the din is that, Bezdin is Avi and Shal Yusaimim. Now, Rabbi Yosef wasn't a Bezdin. Rabbi Yosef was one of the Dayonim. So, itain is, if we will learn, okay, could be it's not Kefelech because, I mean, not it's not Kefelech, could be it doesn't stim the way we're saying it in Rashi. But he wants to say that if we will assume that it works with Maimich Loshten, so you need three people standing there. You need the Malve, the Loive, and the Mekabel. Here, the Rabbi Yosef isn't the Mekabel. Rabbi Yosef is one of the Dayonim. So you need three Dayonim to stand there. Could be there's no din Maimich Loshten if you need five people involved. Maimich Loshten is you have with three people it goes. With three people you won't have anything. That's why Rashi said he was a Gabe. But then we have to understand, so what's the so why didn't we have to bring the mice with Puzbel? It's very unclear why it is necessary to bring Puzbel. If we're saying that the vote is out to dying, so why do you need Rabbi Yosef as a Gabbai? That's what he wants to, that's what he asks. And then he asks another order which he doesn't understand. I mean, this din that Aben Liel of Beis Dine Avim Shal Yisaimim is a aloche that it's mutal on Beis Din to be metapol with the tzolche Yisaimim. They don't have to write a Puzbel. We'll take care of it. The whole in your Puzbel is Mesiras HaChayiv LeBezdin. They have to give over to Bezdin. We'll take care that we're the Bezdin, so we'll take care that Kilo the Chayiv is Masalonu Afilu. The Kilo the Chayiv is Masalonu Afilu BePtebePayil weren't Maisid LeBezdin. We'll take care. We'll get a hold of the Chayiv without them being Maisid. Fine. So that's the chiddush of Rami Bar Chome. But he says, Be'emesin, here we have another problem. Here we have a problem, the Samir Dike Chiddush, Anan Yad Aniyim Anan. This is not a din tipple. This is a din that Rav Yosef was the Yad of Aniyim. If it works with my Mishloshen, if it works 10 Laniyim, I'm the Yad Aniyim. That means by Puzbel, it says this, that din niyug. What is Bezdin obligated to do? Bezdin is obligated to take care of the assignment. So taking care means, even though they didn't write a Puzbel, you take care that the Tachoyv should be nimso without them writing a Puzbel. So here there's only a din of taking care. But over here, there's a lumdis of Yad Aniyim Anan, that the Gabbai, or Rav Yosef was called, I'm the Aniyim, I'm the Rishus of the Aniyim, which is Amir de Kechidish. It's not only a din niyu to take care. I have a din, Yad, I'm the Yad of the Aniyim. So how could you prove this aloche from the aloche of Puzbel? So it's not too clear, the hemshech of the Gemara. Now let us see Taisus. Naisin loy sela. He gives him a sela. The Taisus besela medina airi. It is speaking about a sela medina. Kedemuchach besamuch. Umone de Rabbi Yosi yaglili. Rabbi Yosi says he give a mone. Umone tsuri. Kedemuchach ba'achaybo. This is a mone tsuri. V'taima. So Taisus says, "V'tayma loyma shechalukim kol kach zem ize." It's a tayma to say that there's such a richuk machlokes between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. the Sela Medina Echod Mimosayim Bemonetzure. There's 25 sloim in a monet, and you multiply it by 8, which is 200. If we're talking about we're going to Medina, so which is an eighth of a Sela Tzuri, so it comes out this is 1/200th of a monet. So it's a very modne machloikis that we're talking about the shir of tashlumei boishes. So one holds it should be 1/200th of what the other one said it should be. It's very, very not mistava. The nira la rabbeinu tam. So because of this kashe, the rabbeinu tam said amir de kechidish, the loy pligi, there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yosef Glil and the Tanakam. Alahai ba'oni v'hai ba'osha. These are different, they're different rates. You're mevayish an oni, so the rate is a sela medina. You mevay an osher, the rate is multiplied by 200, and you give him a money. That's what Rabbi Natam said. Umiyu, but Tosis does not like the Rabbi Natam's pshat. Bidekoma ba'choyvel, ho ano ho Rabbi Yosef Aglili. There's my sheet, there's Rabbi Yosef Aglili sheet. Mash mechtsas the pligi. It seems there is a machloik. It's not the way the Rabbi Natam said. The Rabbi Natam said that there's no machloikis at all. It seems there is a machloikis. No, so then we're back where we started from. So there's a machloikis. It's such a rochik dike machloikis. One should hold a sela medina and the other one holds a monatzuri. Mikol mokim. So Tosfos wants to say, afal gav de pligi. So Tosfos says, we can modify a little the Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said there's no machlekes whatsoever. From the Gemara Nachayvul Vayistois, there is a machlekes. So that we will not say like the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Tam said another vote, which we could use the Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, Rabbi Yisrael is speaking about an osher, and the Tanakhama is speaking about a noni. This we will assume like the Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosfos says, Mikomokim afal gav de pligi, even though there's a machloikis, motzina lemeima de zed diba ba'osha, ve zed diba ba'oni ke Rabbeinu Tam. They're speaking about, one is speaking about a noni, one is speaking about a nosha. The evsha, Shem im boishtei shel oni sela shloyale boishtei shel osher oipochais oyoiser mimone. So the Maram Shif explains Pshat and Tosfos as follows. The Tanakame is speaking about an oni, and the shir is a sela medina. The Rabbi Yosef Glili is speaking about an osher, and he says the shir is amone. Now, there was a formula, which Tosfos exactly did not know what the formula was, but there was a formula that if you know the shir boishes of an oni, so you multiply, let us just say two tzodim what Tosfos was mesupik. Either you multiply the sheer boishes of an oni by 195, or you multiply it by 205. But there's a formula that an osher is either 195 times as much as an oni, or 205 times as an oni. That's what Tosfos, that's the dit. So Memel is like this. So, if the Tanakhama said that the shir of an oni is a sela medina, so the shir of an osher is not a money. It's either less than a money or more than a money, because we have the formula. The formula is either 195 or 205. And if Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that the shir of an osher is a money, so memela, so now we have to divide our money either by 195 or 205. So the shir of an oni will be a little more than a mona, but less than a mona. That means that there was a formula to derive, if I know the shir of one, I can figure out the shir of the other. So memele, so there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Tanakhama, but there's no pele on the richuk of the two numbers, because that will say like the Rabbeinu Tam, the one is speaking about a noni, one is speaking about a nosha. Vishal divrayim kesef medine. So now, we had a memre from Rabbi Yudha Marav. So Rabbi Yudha Marav gave us guidelines. Rabbi Yudha Marav said as follows. He said that, Rabbi Yudha Marav said that, that wherever there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, it mentions a sela, that's a sela tzuri. When it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan mentions a sela, it's a sela medina. Nira l'ri. So now the ri said, amir d'kechidish, that this guideline, that by the rabbanan it's medina, and by the d'oraisa it's tzuri, this guideline was only said by the coin of a seller. By, if the tashlumim is in sloyim, so then we have these guidelines, ad rabbonon te kechiev is seller medine, ad raisa te kechiev is seller tzuri. But if we have any other chiev tashlumim with a different type of coin, not a seller, we have a money or a dinner, then less man the palig that it is tzuri. He says, this whole aloche, this whole memre of Rav that shall divrem kesemadin is only speaking about sloim. Achiv, the rabbonon that is paid with sloim is medine. But other chiv and the rabbonon which are paid with other coins, then it's tzuri. Now let's see the Taisus. Nir lari, the Rav Yehuda lay airi elo besloim. Dum ye de kesef omo betoir is differentiating by the deraisa de kechiyev. Kol kesef ha omo betoir. Now ha omo betoir means when the Torah mentioned chiyuve de araisa with this coin. The Mefarsh Perikama the Kedushin, Kesev Kotsuv, a Kesev that has, that there's a certain amount that's given in the Torah. B'loim Matzin and Kesev Kotsuv B'Torah Elasloim, Kedem Mefarsh Osam. All the specific amounts that the Torah mentioned that is Achiv Atzishlumim, all these specific amounts are speaking about Sloim. Hey sloim lepidyin ben nun shal oynes, kuf shal meitzi shemra, v'lam shal ebed. V'dum yedahani, so that, so Rabbi Yudha Marav is saying that the chiyuv tashlumei sloim, which are min ha-teire is tzuri, is that dafke b'd sloim shal tzuri, but if there's a chiyev tashlumei derabonon of sloim, then it's medina. The dum yedahani havi shel devreim, that means dum yedah, the kesef kotsu batera, which is sloim, we're talking about sloim of a chiyev devreim. Avor shar madbeyois shel devreim, but if there's a chiyev midarabonon to pay with other types of coins, havi kesef tzuri. Then there's no shaila, it is kesef tzuri. And that Taisvis brings three rayas. One raya is, domonish rabbi yisek lili havi tzuri to the muchach b'achayvul. The Gemara b'achayvul says, klo, that rabbi yisek lili is a monet tzuri. Even though the chiv is a chiv at the rabbanon, afal pikein, you see the tashlumim is with money tzuri. That's raya number one. Raya number two, uksube nami havi mosayim zuz shel tzuri. Taisa says, Aksuba is paid with Zuzim Shalzuri. Lamandi Oma Aksuba Sisha Darabona. Kemoi Lamandi Oma De Raisa. Tenavkelon Mikemoi Rapsulis. Now Taisa is like this. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. If Aksuba is Adaraisa, Aksuba is Psula is Adaraisa or Darabona. The man the Yomah that says it's Adaraisa learns that from the Posek, Kemoya HaPsulay. So my story says, Achiev Moya by Psulas, which is translated, this is Aksuba, which is given to Apsula. Now there's a man the Yomah that Aksuba is Darabona. So, now Taisvis is saying, and Tais is going to prove it soon, now, Aksuba the Arais is Mosayim Zuz. So Taisvis says, the Ksuba, if you hold Ksuba as a Drabona, you pay Mosayim Zuz, it's also Mosayim Zuz Shel Tzuri, and not Shel Medina. How do I know this? So Taisvis is a Rai from a Morning Ksubis. The Loi Pligi, Rabbi Shimon Gamli, the Drabona, Peg Basra, the Ksubis, Elim Noisolo, Mimois, Eretz Yisrael, Mimois, Kaputki, Avolekuli, Alme, Noisin, Lo, Shova, Mosayim Zuz, Mimois Tzuri. There's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara clears a shaila. Two cases. If a person wrote a ksuba in Eretz Yisrael, gave a get in Kaputkiye, or he wrote the ksuba in Kaputkiye and he gave a get in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the zuzim of Kaputkiye were larger and were worth more. So the Gemara says over there, do you go basar the mokem ashibut? When the ksuba was written there as you saw where the zuzim are smaller. Do you go basar the mokem apiroin? If it was in Kaputki or Fakert, if the ksuba was written in Kaputki and there was, the get was given there, it's yourself. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, it depends in the shaila. If ksuba is the raise, you say all chumras. And then you go all the time, almost Kaputki. If ksuba is the rabbana, you say, you can be kulik. Ksuba is on the count. So you say all kulis, you go ksuba Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa the kashe, so, the only machlokes Chazal could find between Ksuba de Reis and Ksuba de Rabbonon is Mois Kaputki, Mois Eretz Yisrael, was written in one place, you get in another place. There's enough in the machlokes. We have a member of Rabbi Yehuda Marav that says that Kol Kesef, Omer Betoyri Kesef, Tzum Shel Divreim Kesef Medine. So the Gemara mentioned there's a poshta machlokes. Is ksuba paid from with zuzim shal medina or zuzim shal tzuri? And since the Gemara doesn't mention this, Savai says that's a double portion. He's zicher by zuzim shal tzuri. And the reason is because Taisu says the whole memra of Yudha Marab was only mentioned by the coin of Sloim and not by the all other coins. And that Taisu brings another rai, va'afilu ksuba salmona shehida rabona. Lekul alme, there's a machlokes of ksubas psulas adaraisa, but ksubas amona zicha adarabona, have a monetzuri, so it's a monetzuri. So you see also, it's a ksubas adarabona, it's a monetzuri. How do I know that it's a monetzuri? Bekame de ksubas mashme ktaas de shal psule keflayim ishal amona. From there it would seem that a ksubas psule is double of an almone, kabi echad amonas koin, vechad amonas yisroel. So now, if a ksubis almone is Mosayim's, is a mone shel medine, and a ksubis psula is Mosayim shel tzuri, so it's not double, it's much more. So vayis tochayis also this yisoid. Yad ani emana. The Gemara says that while we mentioned in Taisvis that we had mentioned in the Gemara, Luli Divrei Rashi, that this scenario that the Gemara brings down, that there was the Teveya and the Nitva and Rabbi Yosef, the Kinyan worked als Maimet Shloshnen, Luloi Divrei Rashi, that's how Tosfos learned, the Lord worked with Maimet Shloshnen, and the Aniyim were Koine with Maimet Shloshnen. Ve'im Taima, Beloy Yad Aniyim, Nami Mechayev Tzedoke, Ba'amire, Kedeshine Perkama, Dreisheshone, Bepiches Utzdoke. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, the Gemara darshens in Rosh Hashanah bepichas utzedoke. So why do I need this whole kinyan of my mitzloshten? And Rav Yosef said, anan yad aniyim anan. There's a din bepichas utzedoke. Now, I'd like to mention three oifanim. Let us mention two oifanim. How to understand Tosfos Kasha. The Atzeres Shmuel brings down these two Afanim. So mention two Afanim. There's a big Machlokes HaRishonim. We know by Hegdish, there's a Klal Amirosi LeGavoya Kimisirosi LeHegdit. And I say, Bayis Zu Hegdish, it's Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish. Where's the Amaisa Kinyan? Amirosoi ligavoya kimisirosoi lahedyet. When it comes to gavoya, you don't need Amaisa Kinyan. The Amira is kimisire. Mirosoi ligavoya. Now the Shaila is, by tzedokya, is it also the same thing? Shamagadika Shaila. A person has a zuz, and he says, there's another man, he says, zuz, that this zuz should belong to Yankel. Finished. Was Yankel kind of the zuz? He say by tzedokah amiros legvoya kimsiros lehadid. Agavurche, I saw in Dvar Yaakov, if he wants to say perhaps the shaila is dependent how we know the din of amiros legvoya kimsiros lehadid. How do we know that? And by Hegdish, so then maybe we could figure out what the din by tzedakah is. The Rishalmi says, Lashem ha'oretz imloya. So others say, Pshat Yerushalmi. So what does that mean? So others say, Pshat Yerushalmi, merdike pshat, Lashem ha'oretz imloya. So I say, Bai Yisu Hegdish. So the Rabbein Shalom is kind of with chatzah. So there's a ma'isekinya, Lashem ha'oretz imloya. So Memela, the whole Kadur Ha'oretz is Lashem. So I say this Bayis should be Yiddish. So the Banisham is kind of with Chotza. If that's Pshat, so this is only by Hegdish, it will not apply by Tzedokah. By Tzedokah it won't work. He brings a Rosh in the Dorim. The Rosh in the Dorim says, it says, Moitzis Vosech HaTishmer. You say something, you have to be mekayim what you said. That's what the Rosh says. So he explains the Rosh. We're talking about Amiros Legvoikim, talking about a Kinyan over here. The Rosh is speaking about Frumerait. You have to be mekayim what you said. So, why is Moitzu V'Secha Tishma Arai that Hegdish is Kaine? So he says a Biur, which is said by many achrayim, that the whole purpose of Maise Kinyonim is pshat, is to create a gemiras das, to create a seriousness, that they really mean what they said. A person says, I'm giving this to you. From saying and meaning is, there's a, from the pet to the lave, there's a big richuk. Al koponim, so therefore, unless a person makes a ma'isa kinyan, that means I'm giving it over to you. You can balabatave, you make a chazok on a karka, you break down a wall, you put up a wall, you put a lock. These, I'm giving you the reins of a behemoth, your moishah of the behemoth. These are pu'ulas that show that we really mean what he said. I'm giving you money. All these kinyonim are a hechetimse to bring about gemiras das. So memele, but what if you'll have a gemiras das without a maisa kinyon? So then you don't need the maisa kinyon. The maisa kinyon is only, the maisa kinyon is only a hech. So Vayaki wants to say that that's Pshat and Rosh. If a person says this bayah should be hegdish, so there's a hemaitzis for secha tishmer, there's a lav. Now, you don't play around with lavin over here. That means you said it, you have to maitzis for secha tishmer. When it'll come to the gehenim, I didn't mean it. No. Maitzis for secha tishmer. Whatever you say, you have to do. So now there's a chiyuv, a yiradeyedik a chiyuv. No, if I'm really mechuyev to do it, so then I mean to give it also. So you don't need another heichetimtze to bring out gemiras das. The yiradeyed, the aveir alone is sufficient to bring gemiras das. So if that's the sibbe, so you have by tzedakah also a maitzis for secha tishma. It's nidrei aniyim. There's a chiyuv also to be mekayim the nidrei tzedakah. So then could be by tzedakah. You also have a din of emiras l'gvei. That's what the Dvar Yaakov wants to say. Now, bekitzer, so let's say maybe this machlekes rishonim is totally in these two limudim by hegdish. Anyway, so we have here ashitas rishonim. That holds that befichas utzdoke is creates chiyuvim, creates kinyonim. So if Toisvis holds like this, so then pshat and Toisvis, so Toisvis says merde kekashi ni by mishloshtem anan yadaniyim anan. I said, give it this money that's owned to me, give it aniyim. So finish. It's Momen Aniyim, finished. It's Kiyuam Avayei, it becomes Momen Aniyim. Just like you say, give it to Hegdish, it becomes Momen Hegdish. So it becomes Momen Aniyim. So why do you need this whole scenario over here, Nan Yad Aniyim, with my Mishlosh? That's one way you can learn Pshat and Taisvis Kasha. Rab Chaim wants to say, another way, Rab Chaim wants to say, I feel we will say, that by tzedakah you don't say amiros legvoy kemshros lehedit, that it becomes momen aniyim. It's not momen aniyim. In momenness, it's mine. But al koponim, it becomes mois tzedakah. It's nitfas on this money. It has to be given midine neder, that it becomes mois tzedakah. This money has to be given for tzedakah. It's your money. But it has to be given for tzedakah. So al koponim, so vayta, here, the Gemara says he changed his mind. First he said, it should be given for aniyim. Then he said, no, give it back to me. He changed his mind. So the shaila is that, the shaila is, so why do you need my mitzloshtan? You can't change your mind. Mefichas utzdoke became mois tzedoke. So that's shat and tois viskashe. So why do you need the stin of anan yad aniyim anam with my mitzloshtan? It became mois tzedoke or mois shal aniyim. V'yishloim edach mois in odem magdish dover shloi baloylo. Ochanam in odem nois in tzedoke dover shloi baloylo. כשאומר נס ולנימה וזה החויב כמו שלא יבוא לו אלו. וכן אם הוא יוי מנס ולהקדיש לא יהיה הקדיש כהנה. פיים. זה טייס אמר לי כזה. So Taisva says, let us say the first way, the second way. What, I could make a chalois on mois tzedoke, that's mine. A chayv is not, he owes you money. The mavayish owes him a seller. The seller is, at the present time, non-existent, because he doesn't have a prut at his name. He owes him.
I am magdish the seller that he owes me. Fine. When you'll see it, it's not chazach. But al kaponim, it's non-existent now. It's not yours now. It's not yours to be magdish. So memele, so as bepiches utzdok is, if you have mom and ben in front of you, hareizu tzedok, hareizu lanim, then it works. It becomes mois tzedok, it becomes mom and anim, you do it. But because just like I can say, hareizu magdish, hareizu tzedok. But I can't be magdish, achayim also. Achayim also can't be magdish. Because what am I magdish? There's no money, ben. It's a love shloi beloilo. So kan shayla ben, so how did my mitzloshten work? It's right out of a shloi beloilo. Now my mitzloshten is the hilchus of beloi taime. The whole thing works without a tam. Zatakonos chazal that it should work. It works by halvo also, it works by halvo. That was a takone. It works without the mechanics of hilchus kinyonim. There's no maise kinyon. So there you don't need it. It should be beloilom. That was the takone. I tell Aloy to pay him, says Mukhiv, to pay him. That's Hilchus of Beloy time. V'cheni moya neisve lehegdish loya hegdish koine. V'nehei shimoya oima choyv zelach sheyovi liyodi yetnei lehegdish elitztoke doime shemischai mitam neda avozel loy omakein alomat neil aniyim v'loy neda. So now Taisa says nachazach. If he would have said, when I'm gonna get the money, I'm going to be magdashit, that's a neda. So that is no chesaron of loy bo loylam. I'm not making a chalois on the money. I'm making a schaivis on myself, a rei olai lahagdish. Arei alai lahagdish, or delete another zealot's dog, then it would have helped. But he didn't say that over. He said, give it is a hakno. Hakno doesn't help on dovish loy beloyla. Atkan, this is l'chayim pshat and toises. So the machna frayim, that the Rambam is chaylik on toises. The Rambam holds, the Rambam, Perik Chavez, Halochet Ezvov, and Hilchus Mechire, the Rambam says, Im Oma, Kolma, Shetelet Behem Tiyye Hegdish, a person says, his baby didn't give birth yet, it's not even with Beres, Kolma, Shetelet Behem Tiyye Hegdish, Af Al Pi She'enoi Miskadish, Lofi She'enoi Bo'ilom, So, in Rambam state Amir de Kechidish, if I say that the Koma Shetelet Bemti Yiye Hegdish, so I'm saying it's mutl on me to see it should become Hegdish. So Memele, there's a neder also in this statement. Yiye Hegdish, I don't have to say, when it will be born, I will be Magdishit. If I said Yiye Hegdish, that means I'm obligating myself now to see that it should become Hegdish. Taisus doesn't hold like that. Taisus, as you say, should be Momen Aniyim, nothing happened. If he says, when I'll get the money, that it should be Hegdish, then it works. Then there'll be an Adar Kapon. Rabbi Nechanan Pirish, שזה לא היה רצה להחזר בי מן הצדוק, אלא היה רצה ללוויסי לפישו, להחזר אחר לעניים תחתו. אבל רב יוסף דעד עניים ענם, וזכינו בי במים את שלושתן, אמרינו בפרקם ודאלכי, נאי מסלו זו לצדוק, עד שלא בוא ליד גבי מוטו לשנוי סוי, שבוא ליד גבי עושה לשנוי. So let's just explain what the Rabbi Nechananel says. The Machna Frayim says, the Rabbi Nechananel held like the Rambam. That he did that, he didn't like Tosfos Teretz. He said, give it taniyim is an eder. It's an eder to give taniyim. So in Mela, the label loylom is loymal of loymered over here, but it's an eder to give taniyim. And therefore, since it's an eder to give taniyim, he couldn't have charote. He couldn't have charote. He made an eder to give it taniyim. So So, but the man said, the shayla is a different shayla over here. The din is, let's jump to the end of the Taisvis. Ha'im asel azu letzdaka. If a person says, this money should go to tzedaka, he has to give it to tzedaka. But the halacha is, before he gave it to the gabe, he could borrow it himself and pay back with a different seller. That means somehow there's a shear. Means even though I said seller zul tzedakah, that means it does not necessarily mean that this seller has to go to tzedakah. There's a shear that I could borrow this money and give back other money tzedakah. That's the din. So Memele, when this person said, give it to me, he did not mean to have chalote from the neder. The neder was chal already. But he wanted to borrow it. He wanted to borrow it, I'll pay back another one. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, here the din is, it's boli yad gabai. The din is, this shield, that even though it's tzedakah money, I can use it for myself and pay back with different money, that's kozman, it's loy boli yad gabai. If it's boli yad gabai, it's finished. You have no right anymore to use it. So the Gemara says, for God, since Rabbi Yosef was standing there, Rabbi Yosef was yad aniyim, so it's called boli yad aniyim. So Memele, after boli yad aniyim, we can't borrow it anymore and pay back. That's how the Ben Hananel learns pshat nasagim.